Stop comparing yourself to everyone else because it takes the joy of loving your own experience, and stop believing everything you think because they're mostly all lies. We're big liars in our head, just to be honest. And instead of focusing on what everyone else is doing, focus on what you know best. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. When you run an online business, your marketing metrics will tell you what in your business is profitable and where you're throwing money away. Yikes. That's pretty important, right? Luckily, I've put together the Ultimate Marketing Metrics Checklist, which is a free resource that will guide you through tracking and analyzing the most crucial metrics for your business. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep it simple but effective. From evergreen data and revenue generation to podcast metrics and social media growth, this cheat sheet will cover it all. It's the exact one my team and I use to track our metrics on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis. Let me be honest here. This wasn't an overnight process win for me. It took me 10 years to build this comprehensive list and get it just right. But you, my friend, can start using it today, tailoring it to suit your business specific needs, but not having to start from scratch like I did. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just getting started, this cheat sheet will help you make informed decisions as you grow your business and empower you to move forward confidently. So go to amyporterfield.com/metrics to get your hands on the Ultimate Marketing Metrics cheat sheet now. That's amyporterfield.com/metrics. Hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. I hope you are doing well. Checking in on you. Are you taking care of yourself? Today is Friday, which I normally don't work on Fridays. You all know I do a 4-day work week, but I have a trip coming up that is going to cut into my week. And so I had to spend a little time this morning getting some things done. But here's the deal. I have a facial planned for this afternoon. So I think it's all in balance, right? I'm going to do a little work this morning, but then I've got the whole afternoon off and I'm going to take care of myself and Hobie's going to come and he's going to get a massage. So I guess my question to you is, when was the last time you planned something just a little special for you? I know you're like, when, Amy, when do I have time? Or some of you might even be thinking, with what money? I'm struggling to make money in my business. I don't have the money to spend on me in that way. Well, I'm here to tell you that maybe do something then that doesn't necessarily cost anything, but is so good for your mental health. Because I remember the days that I counted every single penny early on in my entrepreneurship when I was very much in debt. So, you know, going to get a massage was not really something on my punch list. However, I knew one day I wanted it to be with ease. So I had to take care of my mental health even way back then, which I didn't do a great job of, for the record, which is why I talk about it so much now, how important it is no matter where you are in your journey. But just doing something for yourself this week to take care of you and unplug is so important. So I don't know who needed to hear that, but I'm just going to encourage you to take care of you. All right, so let's dive into today's episode. Here's why I'm making this episode all about what to do when all of your peers are launching. Now, it might be your peers, your friends in the industry, your competitors, but someone you have your eye on and they are launching at the same time you are. Whether you're launching a digital course, a membership, group coaching, whatever it is, you put the time and effort to put together this launch, you're ready to go live and you look around and think, oh my gosh, so-and-so is also launching at the same time as me. Or in the situation I'm going to tell you right now, there's like 4 people launching at the same time as me. So let me give you an example. I recently did a boot camp in February called Subscribed. Maybe some of you are there. It was a huge success, so much fun, loved every minute of it. But it just so happened unbeknownst to me, that at the time that I was ready to launch, and you know, we like plan this stuff months in advance. So at the time that I was ready to go live, filling up my boot camp, many of my friends were launching a boot camp at the same time. So when I was launching Subscribed, Marie Forleo was launching a boot camp, Jasmine Starr was launching a boot camp, Julie Solomon was launching a boot camp, and Jen Gottlieb, just to name a few. And all of these people are my friends, but they're also incredibly successful. Like they, I wouldn't say they're all my competitors, but we are kind of vying for the same audience's attention. So there's that. So if someone saw Jasmine's boot camp, they also saw mine, or Julie's boot camp also saw mine. So we were definitely talking to many of the same people. Now, at first, to be honest, kind of freaked me out because we were a little bit slow out of the gate with the numbers. Like I have daily goals for how many people I want to join the bootcamp up until the day we go live. And we were behind. And my first thought was, oh, we're in trouble. There are a lot of bootcamps that are being promoted in the same circle at the same time. Now, remember that you can't believe everything you think. And my husband, Hobie, he is a big believer in you can't judge yourself for your first thought and you just throw it away. It was so funny. I was downstairs this morning getting coffee, and this is kind of gross, but Scout's, if you're a dog owner, you get it. Scout's eyes are really goopy in the morning and we clean them every morning because if we don't, it just becomes a thing and he has to go to the vet. So I was kind of in a hurry to get upstairs this morning and get going. So I got my coffee and Hobie was at the coffee machine and I said, hey babes, will you clean Scout's eyes this morning? Because I usually do it. And he didn't answer me. And I'm like, I hate when you don't answer me when I ask you a question. And I was kind of teasing him. And I said, what were you thinking? He's like, I'm not responsible for my first thought. And I'm like, oh, so you didn't have a good thought. He was probably thinking like, no, that's your job. You do it. It's gross. But so he is a big proponent. Like you can't judge your first thought and you're not responsible for your first thought. It's just how our brains work. So even if he had a little snarky thought about me asking him to clean the dog's eyes, he wasn't going to tell me because he's not responsible for it. And I think that is so important. So getting back to what the heck I'm talking about, my first thought was, I'm in trouble. We are in trouble. We're not going to hit our numbers. There's too many people launching at the same time. That was my first thought. So because I believe that my first thought isn't one that I have to believe or that I'm responsible for, I revisited my thoughts. And I thought, okay, so that thought is not going to serve me. So I need to choose another thought. And the other thought I chose was, there's enough room for all of us. I just firmly believe that this has to be true because of course, there's a lot of congestion online. There's a lot of noise, but there's also over 7 billion people in this world, and most of them have access to the internet. So I am going to tell myself there's enough room for all of us. And also, I'm going to be a racehorse. You know my analogy, right? A racehorse has blinders on. They cannot look left or right when they are in a race, only forward. So I became a racehorse and I put my blinders on. So instantly, this is all kind of happening over a few minutes. I had to check myself, choose a new thought, and get serious about what it is that I'm focused on and move forward. So what that meant to put blinders on, this is important. I want you to hear this. That meant that I did not go to their bootcamp sales pages. I did not read their emails that they were sending out. I did not dig into what they were posting on social media. As much as I love every single one of these women, I could not go there. Because guess what happens when I don't know if you can relate to this, but it doesn't matter if I'm way ahead of you in my business or not. Guess what happens when I dive deep into somebody's stuff online that could be considered a competitor or launching at the same time as me? Guess what happens? I never measure up. I always fall short in my mind. Oh, their sales page is better. Their bootcamp is cheaper. Oh, their messaging is stronger. Oh, that is so good that they did this or that. I should have thought of that. How is that even serving me? And it makes me want to change my own strategy. And one, I don't want to be a copycat. And two, I believed in my strategy 3 minutes ago before I went down the rabbit hole of their strategy. It's just really toxic. So sure, there's a time and a place to kind of do your market research. It's not when you're launching, just for the record. So I had to put my blinders on and then really believe there is enough room for all of us. So even though it was tough, I'm not actually even saying this is easy, but it's necessary, it's important, and it has to be intentional. So what I did is I blocked out the noise, I put my head down, I ran my own race, and I did not get into all the other things that were going on online. And I had a very successful boot camp. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/made easy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/made easy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/made easy. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. Now, I know I've been at it for a while. I've got a big audience. Like, I should be doing well in this area because I teach it. But that doesn't mean I always hit a home run, right? And I knew that my strategies were solid. So the only thing, this is important for you to hear, the only thing that would have gotten in the way of me not being successful with this launch would be my own insecurities and then turning those insecurities into action and changing things, moving the date, changing my strategies, tweaking this or tweaking that. Like Jasmine's bootcamp was free. And I've done free boot camps. I see the value in both free and paid, but mine was paid. And there was this little voice that got into my head instantly. Oh, you should have done a free one, because her numbers were way bigger than mine. When you do a free boot camp, you're going to get a lot more people in your boot camp than when it's paid. And then I started to second guess it, but I'm a huge supporter of paid boot camps. I think that when people pay, they pay attention. I think the conversion rates go up in your boot camp when they're paid, and not always, but in my experience, yes. So all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I should have done it for free. I don't even think I should have done it for free. See how crazy comparing yourself online, how it can get all jumbled up in your head. So I guess if you take anything away from this shorty episode, is that you have to stop looking at everyone's stuff at crucial times in your promotion of your own business, because it's not going to support you. Moral of the story, you can't believe everything you think. You're not responsible for your first thought, meaning you shouldn't judge your first thought. And more importantly, there's enough room for all of us. There's enough room for all of us. So there will always be competition. It's healthy. It keeps me ambitious. It keeps me in the game. I'm very competitive and sometimes I'm embarrassed by that, but it also keeps me hungry. And I think that could be a really good thing. So let's not look at competition as a negative thing, or you're so bummed by it, or you feel knocked down by it. Use it to fuel you. Like, watch out, world. Here I come. Oh, here we go. Let's do this. That kind of thing. I want that little inner Beyonce fire in you for sure. And again, I subscribe to this belief that I've said multiple times here. There's enough room for all of us. And the people who need to find me in the moment will. I tell myself, I do great marketing. I make all the efforts. I run my ads. I do my videos. I do everything it takes to get there. And then I leave it all on the table. You've heard me say this before. You've got to learn to love what it takes to get what you want. And part of learning to love what it takes is to put your head down and stop comparing yourself to everyone else, because it takes the joy out of loving your own experience. So stop comparing yourself to everyone else, because it takes the joy of loving your own experience, and stop believing everything you think, because they're mostly all lies. We're big liars in our head, just to be honest. And instead of focusing on what everyone else is doing, focus on what you know best. Refine your ads, increase your social if you need to, add an extra email into that promo. When you stop thinking about what everyone else is doing and you look at your own stuff, you think, wait a second, am I missing an email on cart close day? You're going to miss something like that if you're worried about what Jane Doe is doing over there, whatever, whoever it is. So you just can't focus on that because you don't have the bandwidth. And in a promotion, you do not have the time to worry about what everyone else is doing. Okay, to wrap this up, I want to just share one more thing with you that kind of relates to all of this. There was this concept that my marketing director, Kelsey, shared with me. It's called inversion problem solving. And essentially, it's solving a problem in reverse. In order to do that, you'll say, what can we do that will guarantee that we will have fewer signups in the bootcamp? So instead of worrying about what everyone else is doing, instead of checking out all their stuff, was better for me to spend time with this really weird question, right? Like, did you hear it? What can we do that will guarantee that we will have fewer signups for the bootcamp than we had anticipated? Okay, weird question, right? So you'll also ask yourself, what can we do to decrease our signups for the bootcamp? It's another way to look at it. What can we do to decrease our signups for the bootcamp? And then you have to answer it honestly. So this might be a really great journal exercise right before you get into launching. And number one, if I were to look at this, number one, I could look at what everybody else is doing, scrutinize my own strategies and compare them to others. Two, I could start changing my strategies, which I have already determined are the best for my business, but like literally mid promo, I could change what I'm doing, which will absolutely frazzle my team and slow down our progress. Three, I could tell myself the story that we will not meet our goals because other people are doing something similar at the same time. So I don't know if that is true, but I'm just making it true, which will slow my progress. Four, I could give up and be like, wait, this is too hard. This is bad timing. Let's move our launch. Five, we could not send these emails, not run the ads, not share on social, not discuss ways to make this a better launch. And we could just kind of bury our head in the sand. Those are all ways that I could decrease subscribers to my bootcamp. It's such a weird exercise, I know, but when I do something like that, I'm very clear that these are all the things that we could do, but it's glaringly obvious in my head that I am not willing to do any of those things. So here's like the aha moment. Okay, so if I'm not willing to do any of those things because they will decrease my subscribers, then let's get into action and do the things that I actually planned. And I think it was just really important. I just made this decision. Well, I'm not doing any of that. Okay, then get back in the game and stop worrying about what everyone else is doing. Stay in your own lane. That's what I always tell myself. Amy, stay in your own lane. Run your own race. And if you need to create your own motto for abundance, do so. Mine is, there's enough room for everyone. What is yours? You have to have an abundance motto that you live by for your business. You have to, because there will always be competition. Your peers will always be launching at the same time. One time, this was years ago, I launched at the exact same time that Tony Robbins launched a program with Dean Graziosi, who's a good friend. I love Dean. And their program was kind of similar. They don't necessarily teach exactly how to create a course and launch it, but they talk about creating courses and memberships and masterminds and how to get yourself out there. There was similarities between our two programs launching at the exact same time. Now, Tony Robbins and Dean, they're a very big engine. And in my mind, I'm like, in what universe am I launching at the same time as my old boss? Like how? I was so freaked out by it, but I used all these strategies that I shared with you in this episode. I put my head down and had an amazing launch. And so did they. There's enough room for all of us. There is. And just because your launch might not go as planned, please do not make it mean that other people were launching at the same time. I think that is just a low vibe thought. I'd rather you focus on how can I make my webinar better, my strategies, my emails. Let's just focus on you. And let's cut out the noise because it will never, ever serve us. All right, my sweet friend, I hope you found value in this episode. It's something I've really never talked about before, about what to do when you have that competition or your peers are launching at the same time. The moral of the story is you just don't care. You put your head down and you care more about your students, your team, you, and what you are doing in your business, because you know everything that you put together for your launch, you were methodical, you were intentional, you were strategic. Let's put our head down and do our own thing. All right. I hope to see you next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much for tuning in and have a wonderful week. Bye for now. I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I know will not only get you motivated and inspired, but will actually help you grow your brand, your audience, and your revenue. It's a podcast from my very good friend, Julie Solomon, and it's called The Influencer Podcast, and it's a part of the Yap Media Network. So Julie is a best-selling author and a brand expert, and she's dedicated her entire career to helping entrepreneurs and creators like you tap into their next levels of visibility and impact so you can become the leader that you were born to be. If you're looking for actionable advice delivered directly to your earbuds, then get ready for coaching, interviews with some of the industry's biggest names, and transformations to enrich your personal brand and grow your business. You can discover why people all over the world have called this podcast their go-to for all things influence, impact, and brand growth for more than 6 years. Subscribe to the Influencer Podcast with Julie Solomon today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.